Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your role with the show.
Hi, I'm Nathaniel Stampley, and I play Sweeney Todd.
The iconic role in Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street, a musical thriller. Gotta love that title. It's running now through July 9th at Signature Theater over in Shirlington, Virginia. So get your tickets now. All right. So by this point, most people probably know the story. You know, this either seen the Sondheim musical or the Tim Burton movie with Johnny Depp. But let's just pretend for a second, in case they haven't, and just so I have a good soundbite for the radio.
Sure.
Give me the basic premise of, you know, who Sweeney Todd is and the basic setup of the story.
Sure. The story is we have a gentleman by the name of Benjamin Barker who has been wronged by a character called the Judge, who has basically destroyed Benjamin Barker's entire life. So he sent him away to prison. And so Benjamin Barker comes back as this new persona of Sweeney Todd to find out what happened to his wife and child. And he also, in his previous life, was a barber. And he meets a very entrepreneurial woman by the name of Mrs. Lovett, who helps him find justice and tries to help him right all of his wrongs. And while he's a barber, he also tries to get the judge and the judge's assistant, the Beetle, to sit into his barber chair so that he could finally inflict his kind of justice that he would like to see. And in the meantime, there's lots of other things that happen that I don't want to spoil for our audiences.
Well, yeah, I mean, it goes to pretty you know, deep and dark but juicy, you know, places.
Yes, for
Are we
sure.
are I mean, are we able to explain, you know, the meat pies and all that, or is that like a spoiler?
Oh, well, no, I mean, at this point, you know, the show is, you know, close to 40 years old, so I don't think it's a spoiler. He meets Mrs. Lovett, who she has a meat pie business, and business is going poorly, and the cost of meat is very expensive. And Sweeney Todd is trying to, you know, inflict justice on different individuals in this community. And he ends up killing some of his customers in while they're in his barber chair. And so what do you do with these bodies? Mrs. Lovett has this brilliant idea of like, well, why don't we take these bodies and turn them into meat, and we'll serve them to the customers. So they go from the worst pies to some of the best pies in London. And now her entire shop is full. And there are lots and lots of customers, unbeknownst to them, that they may be eating other community members.
I've always loved how deliciously twisted that is. You know, a barbershop upstairs, and you know, you just slit some throats, package some meat, send it right downstairs to the baker, Miss Lovett, to put it in pie. Like
That's
it's
right.
just
That's
crazy,
right. That's
crazy to
right.
think about.
And as you can imagine, by the end, you know, this entire plot kind of falls upon itself, and rightfully so.
I love it. Yeah, and actually, I want to remind folks, I didn't even realize this till researching it to talk to you, but Sweeney Todd was it. I thought it started with the Sondheim musical, but actually goes way back to the, you know, the like a Penny Dreadful series, The String of Pearls, in like 1846 or something. So it
Oh
goes way
yes.
back.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But when did you first encounter, I mean, the musical was, I guess, 1979, the Sondheim musical. When did you first encounter it? Did you see it on Broadway, or was it the Johnny Depp movie, or what was it for you?
No, actually the first production I ever saw was I was doing a show over in London on the West End, and I got to see the show at an opera house, actually at Covent Garden.
Nice.
The Royal Opera House, and it was phenomenal. And I had already known, was familiar with the story and a lot of the music because it's such a wonderful role and a, you know, and a pivotal musical in all of musical theater. So I was already familiar with the show, but my first production was actually in London.
God, that is really cool. So you literally got to see the best pies in London.
Yeah,
That's
I didn't
awesome.
taste them though.
Good. Yes. No, You learned your lesson. But yeah, yeah. I mean, on Broadway, I mean, you're talking about its iconic roles to fill. It won Tonys for what was his name? Len Cario. Did I say that right? And Angela Lansbury, of course, was Miss Lovett.
And I'll mention, you know, Len Cario, you can still see him, you know, every week on Blue Bloods. He plays Tom Selleck's father on the show. Like, that's the original Sweeney Todd.
Wow. Wow. Well, so how do you get the image of him, or, you know, or the West End actor you saw, or even Johnny Depp on screen? Like, how do you get that out of your mind and just make it your own role? Because it's got to be a really, really delicious role to play.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful role. And it definitely was a bucket list role for me. But the wonderful thing about live theater is that, you know, we're not sitting around just watching DVDs or streaming previous things. So every single production is something very different. And what's great is that Signature Theater, this is their fourth production of Sweeney Todd in their storied history as a theater company. And each one of them, obviously, you've had four different Sweeneys. I'm the fourth in a wonderful line of men. And each one has a different director. And so they come in. We had Sarna Lapine, who's a phenomenal director. She had ideas. I had ideas. Brianna, who plays Mrs. Lovett, she had ideas, and our wonderful cast. And so it's a wonderful opportunity to introduce this incredible story to, like, the next generation of theater goers, and for the previous generations that are familiar with Sweeney. So I try to make every role my own, because by no means can I ever fill the big shoes that many of the giants in theater have created. But I just try to, you know, do my own thing and make it my own. And if audiences love it, they'll applaud. And if not, we'll try again another time.
Oh, yeah. Well, rest assured, there will be a whole generation of, you know, theater goers in D.C., Virginia, that will know you as Sweeney Todd. They'll think you, you know, originated it. So that's really cool. All right. Well, without further ado, it is a musical. It is a Sondheim musical, after all. So let's dive into the musical numbers. Remind us, you know, some of the famous ones or some of your favorites.
Yeah, well, there's a Little Priest, which is at the end of Act One. There's Pretty Women, which is a fantastic duet with the judge and Sweeney Todd. There's a fun number called Worst Pies in London that Mrs. Lovett does. And there's a beautiful ballad called Joanna.
I'll steal you, Joanna.
Yes, yes, yeah. You know, these beautiful, lush melodies with wonderful orchestrations. And, you know, and by the way, I will mention that here at Signature, you all are so spoiled, because you get to hear 16 incredible musicians playing, you know, this incredible score by Jonathan Tunick that Stephen Sondheim wrote. And so audiences here, get the most bang out of their buck, because they also get a really intimate setting at the Signature Theater.
That's awesome. And of all of those iconic numbers we just said, I mean, we still didn't even mention all of them. I mean, there's My Friends. We're talking about Shaving Shears.
Yeah, there's Epiphany. There's Pirelli's Elixir, which is a fun full company number. And then there's the opening number, the prologue, which they're telling you the story of Sweeney Todd and introducing this this bereaved and wonderful barber of London, and a little bit of his history. And then it also appears again at the epilogue at the end of the show.
And did we even mention Not While I'm Around as well? No One's Gonna Hurt You, Not While I'm Around?
Not While I'm Around. I mean, tons of, as the kids say, there are lots of bops in the show.
Lots of bops and total bangers. It's straight fire. Yeah, we're trying to sound younger than we are.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
You know, we can use those phrases too. That's fine. Well, cool.
My
Well,
daughter would just be shaking her head right now.
like your daughter, you know, dad, did you just try to say Bob?
Exactly.
come sit in my bar. You want to talk back? Come sit in my barber chair. All right. Well, before we run, you know, we've hit the story and the songs and everything in the background. Before we run, tell me sort of like visually what we see, you know, like who's our scenic designer and how's the whole London barbershop, meat shop, all that stuff? How's it all come to life visually on stage at Signature?
We had lighting design by a wonderful artist named Jesse, and then we had Makiko did the lighting, and Bob, he did our wonderful costume design. And you know, depending on when you've come to Signature Theater, I'm sure every single show, the configuration of this black box can change quite amazingly in the space. And so there were close to 300 seats. So it's very intimate, and it's in the thrust. So it's like 3/4 around. So you can see everything. There's really not a bad seat in the house. And you will hear some of the most glorious music, some of the wonderful local artists here in DC. And Brianna and I are in town from New York, but this is a top caliber production of one of musical theater's greatest shows ever.
Absolutely. Everyone come check out Sweeney Todd at Signature Theater. The great Sweeney Todd, the 8-time Tony winning musical Sweeney Todd. I think it's up for 8 Tonys again here in a week or two here with the Josh Groban thing on Broadway. But yeah, I mean, it is a great show. It is a great, and Signature always does such great work. So I know you guys are going to kill it, pun not intended, but I guess in our final seconds, pretend I'm not here and you're just speaking directly to our listeners, you know, as they're driving in the car on the radio or whatever, you know, just say, Hey, DC, Virginia, come on out to Sweeney Todd. You're going to have a good time.
Hey, DC, Virginia, Maryland area, come on out to a wonderful night of theater. Sweeney Todd has laughs, tears, and a lot of joy, but a lot of heartbreak as well. Come on out. You will have a wonderful time to experience live theater at Signature Theater.
Perfectly said. Come on out. They're serving up the worst pies in Shirlington. Let's go.
Yeah. All
right. Hey, thanks for doing this. This was so a blast. I had a blast. I was laughing the whole time. Thanks, man.
you bet. Thanks so much, Jason.
All right. Be well. See ya.
Bye-bye.